Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. In Parliament earlier this week, Education Minister Lawrence Wong said Singapore's education system will press on with efforts to help students progress, no matter their starting point. Speaking during the debate on the Ministry of Education's budget, Mr. Wong outlined some of its priorities in the years ahead. Today, we're joined by Sandra Davey, Senior Education Correspondent at The Straits Times. Sandra, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Always wonderful to have you on the show, Sandra. So let's start off with Minister Wong's topics that he spoke about in Parliament. On Wednesday, he said that the government will continue to provide flexible pathways so that every student can go as far as they want. Can you tell us what are some of the new initiatives that have been highlighted and how will it add to the initiatives already in place?
Okay, basically, there have been quite a few schemes and programs and changes announced in recent years that aim to broaden the pathways, allow students more access to different programs according to their aptitude and interests. So this year, whatever new initiatives they announce kind of adds on to that that are already in place. So one of the big things is, of course, full subject-based blending, which basically provides flexibility for students to customize their secondary school education according to their interests and their needs. So, for example, students can take up subjects that they are stronger in at a higher level. And in 2022, about 30 more secondary schools will join the current 28 schools that already offer this full subject-based blending. And then all the other schools will follow in 2023 and 2024. So that's one of the initiatives announced. Another one is in the ITE. These are the students who take up NITEC and higher NITEC qualifications, but currently about 30% of them do not go on to the higher NITEC graduates, and they do want them to progress further in their chosen fields. So they're going to look at streamlining the curriculum and enabling more of them to go on to do higher NITEC. Polytechnics is another area that they are going to do quite a few things to, again, expand the pathways. Like, they have this Poly Foundation program, which basically prepares normal academic students for entry into the polytechnic. Right. It's been very popular, and they're basically looking at how they can be expanded. And of course, the quite exciting announcement on the new private university of the arts. So all these are really about building more ladders and bridges, as I see it, you know, so that the students can progress, you know, through the system and go right into post-secondary and even tertiary education.
Yeah, and Sandra, you mentioned that private university of the arts being set up in the next few years. What else do we know about that?
Well, that's got the arts community all excited about it, because this is going to be Singapore's first arts university. Now, we already have two colleges. I call them arts polytechnics, the LaSalle College of the Arts and the Nanyang Academy of Fine Arts. They're very well established. They are well known and respected around the world, and a lot more younger people are going into taking up these arts diplomas these days, because among the Gen Z there's a lot more interest in the arts and the fine arts. So both these colleges already offer a few degree programs, but it's very limited, and they do it in partnership with overseas universities. So now the ministry has come out to say that we're going to have our own University of the Arts. These two colleges are going to form an alliance, and the alliance will be given degree-granting powers Now, the emphasis is going to be on degrees on fine arts, performing arts, which is not being offered by the other six. But an important thing to note is that the students will be subsidized by the government. Their fees will be subsidized by the government, similar to the other students, the subsidies the other students receive in the public universities. So it will be a lot more affordable, the arts education.
We're speaking with Sandra Davey, education correspondent at The Straits Times. Sandra, how will these initiatives impact Singapore's education system in a post-COVID-19 world? I mean, our education system's already changed quite a bit to adapt to what's been happening in the current landscape.
Well, you know, I think education, because we are trying to prepare our students for this very fast-changing world, has to keep on evolving. We can't stay still, really. We must respond to the changes that are happening. And of course, the COVID pandemic has accelerated a